Public art can help define a physical space and often gives clues to the community it represents. Here in Tucson, there are many public art projects, and a fair number of them are the product of Susan Gamble's Santa Teresa Tile Works.
I think it takes a sort of the right person to do public art because you have to enjoy that public process.
Susan Gamble is the owner and artistic director of Santa Teresa Tile Works. She says since 1988, Santa Teresa has created several public art pieces around Tucson. Each features one-of-a-kind handmade ceramic tiles and mosaics that represent the culture and natural environment of the Southwest.
And we've worked all over, South Carolina, Chicago, Boston, Salt Lake City, you know, so we have to adapt to those areas of the country and respect, you know, their culture and their flora and fauna and, you know, natural history, and not just take ours into their area.
Santa Teresa Tile Works is located in the downtown warehouse district and includes a showroom, a tile production area, and a yearly schedule of classes and workshops. But Gamble says she operated her business out of her home for 10 years.
98 when we moved into this building. So I was in my backyard studio for a while and then here. This was the big time.
Gamble says there's more competition for public art projects now, and the fluctuations in the economy have forced her to rethink her business model. Santa Teresa takes on less public art projects, but the shop stays busy and has 6 full-time employees.
And my sister said, who works here, said, why don't you come in and help us for a couple of weeks? And that was 14 years ago.
Donna Stoner is one of the artists we met during a recent visit to the shop. She was busy working on a large series of tiles for a private project.
And I've done everything to just designing the individual tiles to designing public art pieces. And installing them, you know, doing from start to finish on them. So you learn so much. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. People, oh, I love you. You must be so, you know, excited. And I was like, well, no, there's, you know, thousands and thousands of tiny little flowers.
Jamie Woodard is one of the newest employees at Santa Teresa. She's a painter who worked as an administrative assistant for 7 years prior to joining the crew of artists here at the shop.
Being in a working atmosphere that's, you know, creative and lighthearted for the most part, it's refreshing.
When we talked to her, she was busy working on individual tiles that would be part of a bench. She says she welcomes the opportunity to work in an environment where she can use her artistic inclinations.
I've been pursuing my own art for some time and then started going to Pima for an associate's in fine arts with, you know, the idea that possibly I'll continue on and do a bachelor's or maybe just continue to experiment on my own, which I really kind of prefer, is just to decide my own path.
Woodard says balancing the need to make a living with the creative impulse of an artist is not always easy. Susan Gamble is familiar with the dilemma. She says it's been a defining characteristic of her work as artistic director and owner of Santa Teresa Tile Works.
That's always hard. It's you go into business so that you can control your time and work on your art and not have to divide it between teaching or waiting tables or something else. And yet then you have to pay a lot of attention to the business, which takes you away from doing your art. So it's always a bittersweet give and take.
Gamble says she's grown to like the creative aspects of running a business. And she talks about having to redefine her business with the changing economic landscape.
And again, you have to look at it and what's success in business. I consider it success because we're open. I have 6 employees. Everybody has health insurance. And we have bad times and good times.
Gamble says another indication of success is that she still enjoys what she does. It's her love of the timeless art of tile making and mosaics that still motivates her work today.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I like about it. You can kind of follow it back in geography and time. I mean, we've brought something over from the old world to the new world, whether it's designs or even methods. And basically, tile is made the same way it has been for centuries and centuries. Whether you're looking at the Islamic domes in the Middle East or in Turkey, you know, the tile covered, or here, our own dome at the courthouse. Tile's made in the same way. It's basically clay that is hardened, tempered, and decorated through a process of, you know, fire, heat, that makes it all very permanent.
You can see some examples of Santa Teresa Tile Works projects by going to the Arizona Spotlight page on our website, azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.